Our opening number was called Raga Galactica. In it, we played the strings where the galactic center is, at the beginning of Capricorn, the strings where the supergalactic center is, at the beginning of Libra, and the strings where Sedna was when she was discovered in the middle of Taurus. The celestial harp was designed to play a person's horoscope, or to play the horoscope of the very moment one was playing. It is based on the relationship of the spiral, the circle, and the square. It is a dual-bridged instrument. In the center is the sun. The primary bridge, spiraling out from the sun, represents the path of the earth following the sun in space. The square bridge around the perimeter, like the base of the pyramid, measures the four directions and the four seasons. In between these two bridges is a circle of frets. There are 72 strings, but because there are 8 double strings, the total number of string placements is 64. Each string represents an I Ching hexagram and a corresponding portion of the zodiac. The stars of the constellations are inlaid on top of the instrument. Our fingers are the planets that move around the zodiac. We have chosen the newly discovered planet Sedna as the theme for tonight's performance. Sedna was discovered on November 13, 2003, in San Diego at 10:33 p.m. We used the horoscope of Sedna's discovery to compose the music, which we offer to acknowledge her presence, to soothe her spirit, and to entertain you all. In this next piece, we will explore the nature of the grand trine in water between the Scorpio Sun, Mars in Pisces, and the Moon conjunct Saturn in Cancer. Now, let us begin our tribute to Sedna.